three.
I have three. Two sons and a daughter.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Yeah, I got it. I've got it. Somebody's written me some introductory remarks.
I'll just rummage in my bag.
Very good. And then we've got to solve one first. It's quick.
Yeah. No, I'll bring it in. Oh, here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, good morning, everyone. This is a pre-gavel, Carla. This is pre-gavel, so we're not yet in session. We have two very special commemorative proclamations this morning. The first is for the organization Solve. Solve is a well-known nonprofit organization here in the state of Oregon. This is their 50th anniversary. And it just so happens that we also have a Pick It Up Portland event on Friday, June 14th. So there's a lot of things that are coming together, but we wanted to acknowledge the strong partnership that we have with Solve throughout the city of Portland, and we wanted to have an opportunity to acknowledge Solve as well. And so with that, I have a proclamation that I'd like to read, but before I do that, could I see a show of hands? Are there people here from Solve today? We have quite a few. You're the backbenchers today, and in a moment after the proclamation, I'll ask you to come up, and we can get a photograph with all of you in the proclamation, if that sounds okay. Whereas Solve was founded as Solve, Stop Oregon Litter and Vandalism, by Governor Tom McCall in 1969. And whereas Solve has engaged thousands of volunteers to pick up the city's parks, rivers, and neighborhoods through Keep It Pretty Rose City and Pick It Up Portland, whereas Solve has partnered with business and community leaders, nonprofits, and individuals to remove incalculable tons of litter, illegally dumped debris, and invasive plants from the landscape, and tens of thousands of native species have been planted in Oregon's natural area for 50 years. And whereas Solve's education programs have reached tens of thousands of students, helping instill a sense of civic pride and responsibility in multiple generations of Portlanders. And whereas Solve has been a leader in sustaining Portland's environment and reputation as an environmentally aware and responsible city, which helps promote tourism and thereby supports Portland's economy. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 14th, 2019, to be Solve Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Hi, I'm really excited that we have this proclamation. I have become obsessed with plastic on the street. I was just in Seattle on Monday, walking along First Avenue, and if you've ever been to Seattle, you're walking along First Avenue, you could just look across to Puget Sound to the bay, and all this plastic on the floor, which on the sidewalk, which you know is going to end up in the bay. And there's a mass of plastic a third the size of Texas in the Pacific Ocean, and that's probably partly why some of our marine mammals are dying and just various other things. So I have a passionate plea to everybody. If you see a piece of plastic on the floor, pick it up and put it in a trash bin. I mean, literally, there were trash receptors every block in Seattle, and yet people couldn't be bothered to walk two more steps before they dropped their garbage. And so I'm, as a nurse also, I encourage you then to go back to your wherever you next stop and wash your hands. And let's all join together in, first of all, not dropping stuff on the floor, and second of all, helping to pick it up when it gets down there.
Very good. And Chris Carrigo is here, right? Yeah? Chris, did you want to come up and just say a few words just to get people excited about Pick It Up Portland or anything else you'd like to share about Solve?
Right here?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay,
you. If you could just state your... Oh, actually, we're not on the record,
oh,
so
not,
you can just...
So, okay.
Say your name anyway.
You can do whatever you want.
That's, you open that up.
Yeah.
So,
Excuse me.
We need you to,
because otherwise the caption is.
Sorry, I want to address the audience.
Well,
they do, and they're the ones who want out on Friday as well, so that's why I'm talking to them. My name is Chris Carrico. I'm the CEO of Solve. And we have our two-day litter pickup event in partnership with the City of Portland on Friday and Saturday. So we will have 11 locations across the entire city picking up trash, and we really encourage all Portlanders to come out. It's very important that we are here and that we're doing the work and taking care of our city. So thank you, Mayor, for your support of all of our programs. We're really appreciative of everything that you do for us.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate it. Maybe we could get, and you have some fans in the back, maybe we could all come up and get a photo with the proclamation.
Thank you.
Great. Excellent. The next item is very exciting as well. This is a proclamation honoring the Portland Trailblazers. I'd like to thank Coach Terry Stotts, Neil Olshi, Chris Oxley, and the Blazer staff for joining us this morning. I want to congratulate the players for having a truly incredible season this year, but more importantly, I want to thank them for re-energizing the city. And I just have to say this on a personal note. The Blazers played hard right down to the final buzzer. And people in this city noticed it. People in this city were inspired by it. And I thank you. I'd like to thank the Rip City organization. I'd also like to thank the Blazers fans throughout the city for supporting the Blazers on their journey to the Western Conference Finals. And I'd also like to especially thank Asena Lawrence from Commissioner Fish's office and Mustafa Washington in my office for working hard to bring this proclamation together. We're so proud to have a team like the Portland Trailblazers here and their entire organization. And this is a proclamation on behalf of the entire Portland City Council, honoring you for the great things you do in this community, not just on the court, but beyond in helping to serve young people and people throughout this community all throughout the year.
Mayor, before you
Commissioner
read,
Fish.
Before you read the proclamation,
yes,
could we ask Terry and Neil just to come forward and grab a seat at the dais? Because I know after the proclamation, I know a number of us were hoping to ask you some questions and welcome you officially.
So you sandbagged us.
Thank you, Mayor.
It's an age-old tradition in this building. Whereas the City of Portland is honored to recognize and celebrate our men's professional basketball team, the Portland Trail Blazers, for an incredible 2018-19 season. And whereas the Trail Blazers joined the NBA in 1970 as an expansion team secured by founder Harry Glickman and were led by Coach Roland Todd, AKA Mon Todd. And whereas the Trail Blazers have had an incredible history with former players such as Clyde Drexler, Bill Walton, Terry Porter, Jerome Kersey, Cliff Robinson, and Arvydas Sabonis, to name just a few of the greats. And whereas Paul Allen, owner of the Trailblazers for over 30 years, passed away 3 days before the start of the season, but joined the team in Rip City in spirit. And whereas the Trailblazers blazed through the 2019 playoffs and brought Rip City to its first Western Conference Finals since 2000. And whereas, over the last 7 years, Terry Stotts has honorably led the Trailblazers as head coach alongside his coaching staff. And whereas, point guard Damian Lillard, with an average 26 points per game, has been named an All-Star for the fourth time in his career. And whereas, Yusuf Nurkic, winner of the 2018-19 Maurice Lucas Award for his community engagement efforts, donated over 800 game tickets to Bosnian community members and to local nonprofits. And whereas, President of Basketball Operations Neil Olshey and CEO Chris McGowan have been exemplary executives in guiding this beloved NBA franchise. And whereas, the Trailblazers engage the wonderful diversity of the Portland metro area through its impactful social responsibility and environmental stewardship. And whereas, the Trailblazers, Aminu Collins, Curry, Harkless, Hood, Cantor, Labissiere, Lehman, Leonard, Lillard, McCollum, Nurkic, Simons, Trent, and Turner, we thank you for a season well played and are immensely proud and grateful for your hard work and the example that you set for all. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 12, 2019 to be Portland Trailblazers Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Commissioner Fish.
I thought we'd start by inviting the coach, Coach Stotts, who, by the way, is about a foot taller in real life than
actually, I'm the same size in real life as I am on television.
Coach, every year, thanks to Neil's good work, every year you get a different lineup. And you have essentially a different team. They add pieces, subtract pieces.
Other than Damian.
Other than our all-star. And every year, you bring out the best in whatever team you have. We're a small market. We're the 25th largest city in the country, and yet we were in the Western Conference Finals. I'm just curious, for the young people that might be watching out there, what is the secret of leadership in sports that people can learn from how this team has consistently achieved?
You know, for me, and I assume it's like this in most areas, but if you have the respect of the people that you're leading, and however you do that, that to me is the most important thing. So I try and gain the respect of my staff and the players and the people I work with by bringing good energy, doing my work, doing it my style. And, you know, if you have that respect of the people you're leading, then that's over half the battle.
That's great, and I also just want to make just a little pitch for the future. You know, we were very lucky to have an owner of this team that invested freely in building great teams and keeping us here. And then we lost Mr. Allen to cancer. His sister is now running the team, and obviously we'll be making some decisions in the next few years about the direction of the team and her intentions. I wouldn't want to miss an opportunity for the city to go on record as saying we'll do everything that we can within our power to keep the Trailblazers here forever. There'll be other cities competing for the Trailblazers. There may be owners who have fancy ideas, but the Trailblazers belong in Portland, and the city is committed to keeping you here. And we hope that that's the outcome of whatever happens in the years ahead.
Me too.
Thank you. Could we get a photo up front?
Sure.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Mayor, I wanted to thank you.
Please.
I know, you know, Chris McGowan wasn't able to be here today. I want to let you know that no organization has a greater owner right now than Jody Allen. I think a lot of what was missed in this season was her leadership and the grace and determination that she exhibited throughout the year once she inherited just this huge mantle, the void that was left by, you know, Paul's passing. And her motivating us every day led to acquiring Rodney Hood. It led to acquiring Enes Kanter. you know, it helped us see us through when Yusuf Nurkic went down and the adversity we faced and staff members that faced cancer and car accidents and all the things that this team has overcome relative to the character of the people in this organization from the business division, coaching, front office, and none so much as the ownership and what she was able to do. And I think if you saw her at games, you saw how invested she was in this franchise. So I want to thank her in front of this body for everything Jody has done for our organization. And also wanted to let you guys know that, as we mentioned Dame's name more than once, while this meeting is taking place, Damian is formally being named by the Professional Basketball Association, Writers of America, their nominee this year. Jim, what is the exact?
J. Walter Kennedy Citizenship.
He won the J. Walter Kennedy Citizenship Award. A couple other Trailblazers have won it, but just to show how important for all of us, it isn't just on the court here with the Trailblazers. We know that the players we bring in are part of this community and they represent the city of Portland, and none do that better than Damian Lillard and his respect campaign, which is why he won the award.
Yes.
So thank you.
Well, thank you for that. Yes, sir. And, you know, I would just like to say I'm very appreciative for the Trailblazers for this award. It's very kind of you, of the city. I would like to say we'd be remiss if we didn't say how much we appreciate the city and the fan base here. I feel very blessed. I've been in the NBA for over 25 years, and I've been to all the cities, know all the teams, and to be a part, to be the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers in this city with this fan base, we are very fortunate. And as much as you appreciate what we do, we appreciate the city and the fan base and how much we're respected and how much we're supported.
Absolutely.
Commissioner Fisher.
Mayor, I neglected to mention one other thing. You know, after this presentation, we're going to be honoring all the private donors for Summer Free For All, the people that help us provide that programming, the civic-minded businesses. And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the Trailblazers and both of you and Chris McGowan and others, Gary, for the investment you've made in helping us replace the basketball surfaces of all of our outdoor courts. Trailblazers and Nike have teamed up, and within a number of years, we'll have all of our basketball courts resurfaced courtesy of the Trailblazers. So we're extremely grateful for that, and that's what it means to have a hometown team that's civic-minded and invest back in the community, and so thank you.
I'd like to just say one other thing. I want to share something with you that somebody said to me when I was watching one of the last playoff games. They said, it's nice for us to all be able to get on the same page about something. And there's a lot of truth to this. This is a divided time in which we live. And for a little while, the Trailblazers did something that nobody else and nothing else seems capable of doing, which is bringing us all together for something that we could all cheer for. And it was really exciting, not only that it happened, but the way it happened. And the way this team fought so hard, they scrapped it. And there were good life lessons there for everyone. But that was the first thought that came to mind. The second thought, thinking on what Commissioner Fish said about the reality that you know, we all have interests. We have the negotiations coming up soon on keeping you here for the next 100 years, which I hope to do. The Blazers are part of the DNA of this city. You can't take that franchise and move it somewhere else and have it be the same franchise. It would be fundamentally different. It's an integral part of this city. And so we have to do everything we can for the people of this community to make sure that we address each other's concerns and get to yes, so that we continue to have this great organization in our community for generations to come. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More cameras this time.
Three, one, two, three.
Right here.
One, two, three, and one more. One, two, three.
Wait, I can't, Adam, you didn't give us, wait, do it again. Oh, sorry. On the count of three, Rip City. One, two, three, Rip City. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay.